Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, if you're encouraged to go on with Jesus, come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah. Well, my sister told me that I couldn't sit down unless I do a line of this. One of the old clocks is the song, and if they don't mind, they can come on up here and help me with this one. But just look over and tell somebody, your living is not in vain. Come on.
Mrs. Swiggy Carcero. But the one and only Karen Clark Shear. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. You are listening to Is Your Living in Vain by none other than the Clark sisters, the infamous Clark sisters out of Detroit, Michigan. Amen. And I thought that was appropriate for today. Amen. It's appropriate because sometimes in this lifetime, you ask yourself that question, is your living in vain? Amen. But you need to know that it's not all in vain. Amen. Because up the road, they say, is eternal gain. Amen. Amen. I'm excited about today. I don't know about you all, but I hope you all are as excited as I am today. Amen. I thank God for once again affording us an opportunity to come on Blog Talk Radio and share the gospel with each and every one of you. We welcome you back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, pastor, evangelist, sister, minister, whatever you like to call me, that I am. Amen. I'm a servant of the Most High God. And that gives me pleasure right there, just being a servant. The Bible says the greatest among us is the servant. But, you know, many people don't want to take that road because it's a lonely road. It's a hollow road. Amen. It's a road where you're not looking to gain anything, but you're looking to bless, to be a blessing to somebody. That's what serving is about. Servanthood is about serving others, not thinking about yourself, but serving others. And today, as we relaunch this radio blog on today, we're certainly honored that the nation is celebrating a man that was a servant, a man, amen, that gave his life for good of others. And that's none other than Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We all know that he left a legacy in the earth. And because of his legacy, we're able to honor him today with a national holiday. Amen. And he wasn't able to witness that in his lifetime. His seed are still in the earth. And they are still able to see the promises, some of the promises that God had made to their father. Amen. And some of the promises that God had made to each and every one of us. And as we come back on the line today, we're still going to have our destiny focus. And this week's destiny focus is a promise is a promise. Do you all know that? Anything that God promises, it's going to come to pass. Amen. And we may not see it in our lifetime, but God, and we said, he just even saw a man that didn't even have to repent. So a promise is a promise. And that is our focus for these next weeks. We will be on for approximately 3 more days. Amen. And I just want to share with you all a few things today that the Lord had laid on my heart. Remember, we're on Tuesday through Thursday, but we're relaunching today because it's a holiday and some people are off from work and the kids are out of school, and I'm blessed that my two little ones are not here, and so I won't distractions. If I sound a little muffled, please text me. Those that have my number, text me and let me know if I'm sounding a little muffled. Amen. I'm in an apartment and they have some bad zones in this apartment. But nevertheless, I'm looking for God to bless the day. So a time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated, I don't know about you, but we are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly on our foundational scripture, and that hasn't changed. It says, Ephesians 2:20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We are airing daily Tuesday through Thursday. And for all of my California people, it's a little early, but I had to do some adjustments. You all know that my life is not my own. Amen. So we will be airing Tuesday through Thursday, the Lord's will, at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Central Time, and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're expecting you to tune in and to receive fresh oil from God Almighty. And I tell you, God has done some marvelous things on this line. Amen. He has blessed our listeners. He has blessed the saints of God in so many areas. And it would take me a lifetime to really go through them all. But our call-in number is area code 657. We have a new call-in number, 657-383-0934. Once again, that's 657-383-0934. That will be for all of our segments. We're working on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday lineup. We haven't gotten that together, but we will certainly keep you abreast of that. Amen. Our email address is newdestiny54@gmail.com. Also, we're on Facebook and we're on Twitter. So visit our ministry page on Facebook at New Destiny Ministries and on Twitter at New Destiny 54. We also invite you, you can listen online at iTalkRadio.com or you can go on our ministry page at www.newdestinyministries.com and you can listen. Archive messages. So if you missed anything, go back into the archives and listen. Our mailing address is New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 15, Texas 77338. Amen. We invite you also to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel on our website through our PayPal account. Amen. So we're excited about what God is doing. I tell you, I'm happy. And anytime you have crossed over and you have been a recipient of God's goodness, amen, you ought to be excited. You should be. I'm excited today to have one of, and I tell her she's a trailblazer because she just about helped found this radio blog. Amen. She's been with me from the inception of this broadcast, and that is my dear friend, our sister in Christ, Sister Ruby Larry, that hailed all the way from Stockton, California. Amen. And I don't see Minister Chaz on the line yet. Some people are out celebrating with the parades and the activities that they're having on today. But I'm going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer. And after that, I want her to just give us some highlights on what this radio broadcast have really impressed upon the listeners that have tuned in. And we've been on this radio broadcast from the inception of this segment in December 2011. Amen. December 2011. And we have over 1,200 messages in our archives, so we're not no strangers to what God can do and what God has done. Amen. So I'm going to call on Sister Ruby right now at this time and just let her open up with the word of prayer and whatever the Lord has laid on her heart today. And after that, we're going to get right on into what the Lord has given me to speak on the day. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Adrian. You know, when I when I first met you, you were evangelist, but you've been on your job. The Lord is a blessing. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity again that you open up this broadcast. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just praise you and magnify you and give you the glory. You know, when we look back on our lives, and as Pastor Adrian says, always about reflection with her ministry. And when we look back on our lives and we didn't know that we were going to be here or that you was going to choose us to come forth, Lord Jesus, that you would send a rhema word from heaven. And, Lord, you've just been a blessing since 2011, as Pastor Bernard say that you open up this broadcast and Minister Prophetess Cheryl Harrison was on there, Minister Michael Lewis and Evangelist Joshua, and I can just go back how you, hallelujah, how you have blessed this ministry and blessed Evangelist Bernard. You know, I can't get past it here. And I'm just saying, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity that you allow us to come together. We thank you for this opportunity of everybody you have sent on here, the bishops, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, to send us a rhema word from heaven. And, Lord, I thank you for eating it and digesting it and growing us, Lord Jesus. I thank you for growing me because I came on with my own mind and my own way. But you changed my mind and you changed me, and you say, well, do what I say do through your word. So we just thank you and give you all the glory and all the praise and the strength that you have gave Pastor Adrian to come back on this broadcast, Lord Jesus, to bring forth your precious word from heaven, a rhema word that we would receive and do your will in your way. And I just thank you for growing me, Lord. I've been grown, and I say, Lord, I repent because I come on thinking I know something, but Jesus, you know everything. You have us humble where we need to grow and learn and be in your kingdom, in your 66 books of the Bible. So I just thank you this morning for allowing me to come on with this prayer. And we just thank you and praise you, and we know we're going to get a rhema word from the Lord. Amen. And I just want to go forth, and I didn't know at Evangelist, Pastor Adrian was going to ask me to say something. And I'm saying, I look back, and she said, text me. And I look back, and I said, you know, she came on in November 2013, that, according to my records. And I'm saying, Michael was on there. She was there gone, and she forgot. And
2011. 2011, Sister Ruby.
2011.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 2011. Okay, then, so where did I get? Okay, 11, yeah. So anyway, thanks for correcting me. So anyway, it was like them. But the Lord blessed, and it's just been a blessing. And I looked at the records, and we went on. I think when I came in, Evangelist Joshua came on, it was about four or five people. But when I looked through the book that I kept, the Lord just kept adding more of his souls, his people there to this broadcast, and with the rhema word and the pastors that he have sent on here, the bishops with the truly anointing from heaven. So I'm so grateful for the time to be on, and the Lord has called Pastor Adrian, and she's truly anointed. You know, we go back and forth, but she's truly anointed. I can say that. And one thing I can say about her, she will, her grandchildren, she will have them in church. She ain't going to join nothing less than they join with her. And they're going to be there at Sunday school and Bible study. And I am a living witness of that. And she believes in this word. And we just thank her for the Lord opening this door. And with that, I'm going to say something. I was looking at a poem, and it just reminded me so much of this broadcast, how the Lord called us in. And it says, God's perfect plan. God has been making arrangements for your part in his plan long before you were born. He is never unprepared, does not surprise him. Your presence does not worry him. Your future is not a mystery to him. No one is a second-class laborer in his harvest. You are precious to him. He is the Almighty. You are his beloved child, and we are all part of this wonderful tapestry of eternal purpose. That was Elisa Coley that wrote that poem. Isn't that a blessing that he had us before the beginning of the found, before we were even born, he put ministry in us. Isn't that exciting? And I just thank the Lord for everything that he has done for me and Evangelist Bernard, Pastor Bernard, and each and every one that's been on this broadcast. There's so many of them that have came through, and I've truly been blessed. So I'll turn it back over to Pastor so everybody else can have a word, opportunity to say. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Sister Ruby. That is so beautiful. That was a beautiful poem. And I tell you, as she shared some of the things about myself, I just want to share a little about Sister Ruby. One thing about her that impressed me the most was her commitment. Her commitment and her love, not just for God, but for the people of God. And we can't say we love God and then we don't love his people. God is love and love is God. And Sister Ruby had such a strong love and compassion for God's people. And I remember when I met Sister Ruby, I had joined the church that she was in at that time. And she told me, she said, you know, you came in working. You came in working. And that's what a servant does. This servant don't come and sit on the bench. When you have been unctioned to serve, that's what you do. So I remember I had a spiritual leadership at that church in 2012. I'll never forget it. And Sister Ruby can attest to that. And I was going to the ladies' room, and somebody had prophesied that I would be moving. But I'm thinking, well, I received it as being moved and elevated in the spiritual realm and not in a physical move. So Sister Ruby stopped me and she said, Sister Bernard, Evangelist, she said, Evangelist Bernard, you leaving? Are you going to be leaving? I said, no. She said, well, I just felt that in my spirit. And I said, no, I don't think so, Sister Ruby. I said, I think maybe they meant in the spiritual realm. She said, well, let me get your number. Sister Ruby can be bold when she needs, okay? And she asked me for my number. And soon thereafter, maybe about 2 months, I'll say afterwards, surely the Lord had moved me out of that physical body. And in the midst of that, this was a very trying, I'm just going to give this little testimony, and then I'm going to get on into the word. And we're not going to hold you long because God didn't put that in my spirit today. But as you begin to do reflection, you know, you have to really, really know that it was God that did all of this, okay? And so when I moved out of that physical place, the Lord began to start dealing with me, and I was also moved out of position that I held with an organization, very prestigious position, executive secretary of a council, and Lord told me to resign, and I did that, you know, and it was very rewarding. The work was satisfying. Anytime you're doing something for the Lord, it's rewarding if you're in it. Now, if you're just in it for the benefits, then it won't be rewarding to you. But I wasn't there for the benefits. I was there because I loved the Lord, and I loved the ministry. I loved serving his people. And when the Lord told me to resign, I said, well, Lord, what am I going to do? I said, now, you know, I felt like I was going to be blackballed. And I said, now, I was living in Stockton, California. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I said, I may be blackballed. I may not even get an opportunity to minister in this city anymore. And the Lord told me these words, and I could hear it today just as clearly as I heard him back then. And as I say, that's been about 7 years ago now. And the Lord told me, he said, don't you move. Don't you go anywhere. He said, I am going to introduce you to some folks that you know not of. And I was like, well, Lord, how in the world are you going to do that? You know, this is a little small place. Everybody know one another. How are you going to do that? And then I was introduced to Blog Talk Radio. And make a long story short, I stayed on Blog Talk Radio listening with Pastor Adams, the Circle of Love. And 3 months after I was on that line, the Lord allowed me to launch radio, and he gave me the title for this segment, A Time of Reflection. I didn't come up with this stuff. God gave it to me. You know, many times you hear people say, God did this, God did that. You know, don't you do some things sometimes? Yes, because I'm in this natural body. Of course, I'm in this flesh body. So, of course, we do some things. But when you led of God and you led of his spirit, you won't go wrong. And the Lord told me that, and I began to host this broadcast. And Michael Lewis, Prophet Michael Lewis, was the first one on the line with me. And I remember it so vividly because my sister was still in prison in Dublin, California, which was only about 45 minutes from Stockton. And I'll never forget, I was on my way to visit my sister. So I called Prophet Michael, and I said, Mike, I said, I need you to go on. I said, I'm going to give you the information, and I need you to just dial on. You won't be able to open up the line to see any callers, but you'll be able to go on and give a word, I said, because I'm heading to see Danielle. And Brother Mike went on, and I'll never forget, I'm looking at the radio broadcast. I'm looking at the introduction and the speakers. So Sister Ruby and I logged all of this. We logged everything, the speakers, the dates, the subject matter, everything was logged. And on December the 9th, that topic was unity in the body. And as I was on the phone with Mike, Mike began to minister, and he brought me in, and I was able to say something. Unity in the body. And I said that to say, in these almost 4 years that I had the opportunity to host this radio blog, we had almost 80,000 listeners, and I'm looking at it now, 70,834 listeners in almost 5 years. So we have had an opportunity to meet on the line, hear their voices. We may not ever get a chance to meet them one-on-one, the flesh, but we were able to connect with their spirit. And that's what God does. God connects people through relationships, through the spirit realm, not the natural realm all the time. And I am amazed even today as I look back and I reflect upon what God has done, not what Sister Adrian has done, not what Pastor Benoit has done, not what Pastor Benoit has done, but what God has invested in me. Amen. God put something in us, and he gives everybody a vision. He gives us according to our several of. And today, as we honor and look back on the life of this great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King, I am convinced that anything that God promises, guess what? He's going to come through on it. He's going to come through on it. And as I began to rethink on Lord, what do I say today as we relaunch this ministry? And it's very befitting that we are relaunching on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Amen. His birthday is really January the 15th. But this is the day that the nation has set aside for all of us. I'm honored that God decided 64 years ago, almost 65 years ago, when I was in my mother's womb, God knew what I would be, and he knew what each of us would be. Amen. So as I began to ponder, I said, well, what topic can we come up with today, the Lord? And the Lord spoke to my spirit. He said, a promise is a promise. Amen. And he took me back to Joseph. Amen. And we all know the story, and I'm just going to read a little bit, and I'm just going to give you what the Lord put in my spirit as I begin to think about Joseph, hallelujah, and as I begin to think about King and the sacrifices he made, the many times that he could have been killed, the many times that his children could have been and his wife could have been assassinated, so many people that was involved in the civil rights movement. Amen. And as we open up with that song by the Clark Sisters, "Is My Living in Vain," you know, Dr. King once said, how would he like to be remembered? Amen. And he said, if you can remember me by anything, remember, amen, that I tried to help somebody. Remember that I was a drum major for peace. Amen. And I'm not going to really elaborate on Dr. King's speech, because guess what? I couldn't duplicate it even if I wanted to, even if I felt I could. I couldn't duplicate it. Amen. When God gives a man a vision, when God gives a man a dream, amen, all you have to do is pursue that dream. All you have to do is never give up. All you have to do is rely upon God's wisdom and his knowledge. Amen. And this man, this particular man that the Lord told me to share with you all today, is about Joseph. Amen. And everybody know, turn quickly with me to Genesis chapter 37. Amen. And we're not going to hold you long, I promise you, because God just said, give them what I said and move on. Amen. I'm not going to prolong anything, and I know this is a holiday and people are busy and they're doing things today. But this is a day when we should remember the sacrifices. If God allowed a man like Dr. King, a man like Joseph, to make sacrifices, what about us? Because if you don't sacrifice anything, amen, you won't even feel good when a blessing comes your way. You see, when a blessing comes your way and you have made sacrifices for the kingdom, God will give you a peace in that thing. Amen. When God, I bless you today. When I was looking for a vehicle, amen, and I didn't have money to go out to the car lot, oh, God, I hear you today. The Lord said to share this, and I ain't going to get into all the details of it, but I remember riding in my niece's car, amen, and I was on I-5, Interstate 5 in California, and I was in Lodi and heading back to Sacramento, and I'll never forget my mother in the gospel, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. She was about to renew her 30-year anniversary vows, wedding vows. Amen. And the Lord spoke to me. I was in my little niece's car, Glenisha Metz. And, well, she was a Metz. No, she was tighter at that time. Amen. And I said, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, go to the car lot in Sacramento, in Roseville. And I said, what? I said, Lord, you know how we say, I don't have a down payment on an all-night supper, all-day supper. And the Lord said, go. And I said, well, Lord, I got to get ready for this vow renewal. And the Lord said, go. And I went. Ah, God, I bless you today. And when I went, I began to see, you can talk to God. You can converse back with him when you hear him talking to you. And I said, Lord, well, I'm not going to, I'll go to two dealerships because I'm pressed for time. And I say, I'm going to two dealerships. I went to the Honda dealership, and then I went to another dealership right next to the Honda dealership. Amen. And the car was sitting right there. And I said, Lord, is this my car? And I went in, and I started working on the doing the paperwork. And the people, and I told them, I said, I didn't have time to complete everything, but I'll be back on Monday. Went back on Monday. And guess what? I wrote a check. Hallelujah, check, and a check, and didn't even have the money in the bank, but I wrote the check on faith, because God, remember, God told me to do it. A promise is a promise. If God promised you something, you can expect it to come to pass. A promise is a promise. That's what the Lord told me to tell you all today. A promise is a promise, and when I went in there, amen, they worked out every detail. Amen. And I walked out of there, and I began to think. I said, Lord, now I don't have the money in the bank to cover this check. So I rode in the car for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks I rode in that car, Mercedes. Amen. And the people called me back from the dealership, and they said, Miss Bernard, We need some more income. Well, I couldn't lie. I didn't have no other job. I didn't have no other streams of income coming in. And I said, well, I don't have any income. Oh, glory, Jesus. And so they said, well, you're going to have to bring the, if you don't have any more income, then you're going to have to get a co-signer. I said, what? I don't have nobody to co-sign for me. But I'll never forget the Lord had already laid it on somebody's heart. Amen. God, glory to God. I thank God today. And guess what? When I went back to that dealership 2 weeks later, amen, I drove out of that dealership. The car was paid for. Amen. All I had to come out my pocket with, was $160 in the check that I had written. Guess what? I didn't have to worry about that. I didn't have to worry about coming up with that down payment. God allowed it to be paid in full. Ha, you know more shot. A promise is a promise. Let me tell you, go to Genesis 37. Oh, I'm already preached today. Amen. A promise is a promise. And it says 37 verse 1. It says, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, listen, people of God, Joseph was 17 years old, and he was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wife. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. He brought a report back to his father because his father had sent him out there to check on his brother. Amen. And when Joseph went back and brought the report back, the dad didn't like that. But anyway, it says verse 3, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. Listen to this. He loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. He loved Joseph because guess what? Joseph was the firstborn of the love of his life. The love of his life was Rachel. Amen. And she didn't have no children. Remember, she was barren. So she had the firstborn son by her seed was Joseph. And he said, and when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him. How many know that you're going to be hated when people know you love God? When people know that you are about your business for the kingdom, you're going to be hated. And they said he was hated. They hated him, and they could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph, listen, Joseph dreamed the dream, and he told it his brethren. You can't tell everybody what the Lord is doing with you. Amen. Tell a dream as a dream. That's what the Bible says. And if it come to pass, glory. If not, keep moving. And they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, here I pray you. This is Joseph. He said, this dream which I have dreamed, for behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And Joseph said, lo, my sheaves arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to mine. What are you saying, Joseph? Your sheep, amen, bow down to mine. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. But listen, that was the first dream. But Joseph had another dream. He dreamed yet another dream and told it his brother and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. He was really intimidating them now. And he said, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars. What is he saying? All is his brother. How many know that there was 12 sons of Jacob? And Joseph, amen, was one of those 12. So he said, 11, glory to God, 11 stars made obeisance to me. He let them know that every one of y'all going to bow down to me. You can't see it now. So I'm telling you, people of God, even though the vision that God has given you, it may tarry, but wait on it. God gave Dr. King a vision. He gave him a dream, and some of that dream have come to pass. Listen to this. In verse 10, he said he told it to his father and his brethren, and his father rebuked him. The father didn't understand. He said, what is this dream, Joseph, that I have dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to the earth? And his brethren, they envied him. But his father observed the saying. Amen. When God has said something over your life, all you got to do is believe it. All you have to do is trust it. All you have to do is stand on it. And guess what? Folks are going to hate you for it. They're going to hate you for it. You know why? Because God didn't give them. See, God gives. He gives us according to our several abilities. What did he say? He gave some. He gave some. He gave gifts unto men. And we need to know that gifts and callings are without repentance. I'll say that again. Gifts and callings are without repentance. I don't care what folks say. Amen. If God said it, amen, and it came to pass. Everything that Joseph told him would happen, it came to pass. But listen, let me back up a little bit. Because one thing about Joseph, amen, he believed God. He trusted God. He was an honorable young man. Amen. He was a man that was sold out. And see, when you're sold out, people are not going to understand some of the moves that happened. They're not going to understand some of the things that transpire in your life. But a promise is a promise. And let me say what a promise is. Dictionarybible.com said it is a declaration that something will or will not be done. Something will be given or will not be given. It is also an express assurance. Joseph expressed assurance on which expectation is based on. Joseph held on to that dream. And even though Dr. King, amen, he was assassinated, he was murdered, but guess what? He wasn't murdered before he told him about his dream. He wasn't murdered before he stood on the mountaintop and God showed him what was going to come. Now, glory to God, he stood on the mountaintop. Amen. And Dr. King delivered that famous I Have a Dream speech in Washington, and over 250,000 people, matter of fact, was there August 28, 1963, and they heard Dr. King saying, I have a dream. Amen, amen. He said, I have a dream. He wasn't afraid to stand on the mountain. He wasn't afraid to stand on the platform that God had given him and shared what God had shown him. One day, his four little children, one day would live in a nation where they wouldn't be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Joseph had a dream, and as it came to pass, the Lord had already prepared. See, the Lord always prepare a way for you. Amen. God, you don't see it, but God has made preparation for you before you even came to Texas. Before I even came back to New Orleans, God had already made preparation. He had already made preparation for the people of Israel. He made preparation for Jacob and his children. Amen. And guess what? Joseph was the one that was going to save their lives. Amen. God had already exalted Joseph and made him the governor over all the land. Everything that Pharaoh had, he entrusted it in Joseph's hand. And that's what you got to ask yourself today. What can God trust me with? Glory to God. Can God trust you with his people? Can God trust you that if he give you an assignment, you will carry it out? Amen. That's what serving is about. How it's doing the I'll work this thing. Hallelujah. I have these two little kids now. Amen. I'm not able. I'm not as mobile as I once was. Hallelujah. But how many know that God give you an assignment? Glory to God, the way have already been made. Glory to God, the way has already been made. And I just stop by to tell you today, people of God, hold on to this hand. Hold on to the promises that God has made, because they will come to pass. Amen. God allow them to come to pass in your lifetime. I've seen God. I've seen God work. I've seen some prayers answered. Hallelujah. I've seen some ways made. I've seen God overturn some things in my life. And that's all this is. Your walk with God is a personal thing. It's personal. Because guess what? Hallelujah. God deals with man differently. He deals with man individually. And then he deals with us collectively. Amen. But when he's dealing with you individually, guess what? Keep what God has spoken to you. Pursue what God has given you to do. And guess what? Everything that he's given you, it's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. People going to hate you. Hallelujah. Something going to lie on you. But you keep on grinding. And that's what I've determined to do. In these latter years of my life, I'm going to keep on grinding, because I know the promise that God made to me. And let me just share this with you. Hallelujah. As I close, glory to God. As I close, I remember a couple of years ago, maybe about 6 years ago, I was in Los Angeles, California. Amen. And it was on the weekend. Amen. And I had to go to center. I don't know what was going on in my life, but I remember driving from Los Angeles back home. I was living in Stockton then, but I was driving from Los Angeles, and I had to go to the Durant Center, and I wasn't able to go and visit my sister because visiting hours was over when I made that trek. But as I was driving from Los Angeles to Oakland, California, I remember passing Dublin, California, and I say I was talking with the Lord, and I said, Lord, I can't even go see my sister. And the Lord spoke these words as though it was yesterday. He said, don't worry, you'll never make this trip again, and your sister will be sitting in prison. And how many know, guess what, a promise is a promise. I never had to drive that way again. And in 2016, she was granted a clemency. Hallelujah. God said a promise is a promise. And you better know that today. A promise is a promise. And I thank God today. I thank him for the prayers of the righteous availing much. I thank him, amen, when I wasn't able to pray. Somebody was praying for me. I thank him, amen, when I didn't have food in the cupboard. Hallelujah. God will send somebody. Somebody will call me, or somebody will text me, and they'll say, I put something in your account, Pastor Bernard, Evangelist Bernard. People won't forget. Hallelujah. People that God give you, they'll never forget about you. Glory to God. It may not come instantly, but it's going to come, and it's going to be on time, because guess what? A promise is a promise. A promise is a declaration, and God has declared and decreed some things about you. He has declared and decreed some things about your life, but you're trusting people again. He's living in a day where fear is in the land. Amen. Fear is in the land. Why is fear in the land? Because the devil wants to intimidate us. The devil wants us to walk away. He don't want us to be happy. He don't want us to be free. He don't want us to serve God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants us to get caught up into this flesh. He wants us to seek the pleasures of the world. Hallelujah. But my Bible tells me, what profit a man to gain the whole world, but then lose his soul. No profit in that. There's no profit in that. There's no honor in that. Hallelujah. And I just bless God. I bless God. Hallelujah. Because when James the Greater had to stand before him. Hallelujah. There was a famine in the land. And y'all know the story. If not, go back and read it at your own leisure. There was a famine in the land. And Joseph had already instructed Pharaoh how this thing was going to go. He said there's going to be 7 years of plenty, and there's going to be 7 years of drought. But in the 7 years of plenty, Joseph, God gave Joseph wisdom on how to preserve all of the harvest that he needed, all of the grain and the corn that they were going to need to feed their children. Glory to God. God is a wonder. Oh, glory to God. He's a wonder. He'll forget your labors of love. And I tell you, when Joseph's brothers had to come down to Egypt to buy corn, his father sent all of them down, but the young one, Benjamin, he was left at home because the father was grieving. Remember, they sold Joseph, to the Midianites. Yes, they sold him. Hallelujah. But it was all for a purpose. It was all for a plan. And then they took and splattered blood on the beautiful coat that they thought that the father had given Joseph. So the father, Jacob, grieved. He was grieving. He thought Joseph was dead. Huh? Glory to God. But Joseph wasn't dead. He was yet alive. Amen. Remember, people of God, hallelujah, the brothers meant it for evil, but God turned it around for his good. And then, amen. When they got down there, hallelujah, Joseph had to use wisdom. Amen. It tormented him. Amen. His spirit was grieved. He didn't want to be mean to his brother. But hallelujah. But how many know that he could have gotten bitter? He could have let a bitterness, see, a root of bitterness began to develop in his heart, but he did not do that. How many know today that jealousy is a seed? Hallelujah. It's implanted in you. Glory to God. And that seed, if you don't begin to work on it, amen, that seed will start germinating. And guess what? It's going to spring up some roots. Glory to God. There's going to be some things that come. Hallelujah. Because anytime you plant a seed, amen, whatever you plant, hallelujah, it has to produce according to his own kind. Glory to God. And Joseph said he knew that was his brothers, but when they came to buy corn, glory to God, Joseph began, hallelujah, to use wisdom. And I know he had consulted with God how to do this thing. And God allowed him to give each one of his brothers some gifts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only brother wasn't there was Benjamin, but he gave him an assignment. He said, don't come back. Hallelujah. He made them to think he thought they were spies, but he said, don't come back unless you have. He could have called his brother names because that was his mother's son. Benjamin and him was whole brothers and sisters. He could have said, don't come back if you don't have Benjamin with me, would you? Hallelujah. But he did not do that. Glory to God. And I tell you, as I close again, hallelujah, remember, a promise is a promise. All it is a declaration that God has declared about your life, about your life. What promises have God made you? Have he made you any promises and you haven't seen them come to pass? I have a son in Angola. I say, Lord, don't let me leave this earth without my son being free. Hallelujah. I asked the Lord that. I told the Lord, don't let my mother leave this earth without seeing her baby. Hallelujah. My mother lives to see Danielle free. A promise is a promise, Sister Ruby. Glory to God. I said a promise. The promise. God can't lie. God can't lie. Glory to God. He can't lie. Hallelujah. He can't lie. And that's what gives me comfort. Even in the midst of my grief. Yes, I'm still grieving. I ain't over it yet. And the Lord know I'm not over it. Hallelujah. But he said relaunch. Relaunch. Get back on this block. Get back busy in doing the things that I have assigned you to do. Yes, you're in a new place. I'm not happy here. guess what? I got a peace. I'm not happy. Just because you're happy, just because you're not happy, that don't mean you don't have no peace. I have a peace. I'm just not happy. Hallelujah. But God gonna make me happy. He gonna put me in a place where I'm happy again. And I just don't want to go before him. Amen. I want to make sure. Hallelujah. I want to make sure, amen, that my next move is my best move. I want to make sure that my next move is a God move. I don't want it to be an Adrian move. I want it to be a God move. Amen. Because if it's a God move, guess what? Everything pertaining to me, God gonna make it good. God gonna make it good for your people. He'll take the evil that people present, and he'll turn it around for your good. So I just want to leave you all with this today. A promise is a promise. I'm convinced, Sister Ruby. I'm convinced my sister Dawn is on the line. A promise is a promise. Nobody knows like God. See, he said, I know you're down, city, and I know you're uprising. He said, I knew when you was in your mother's womb. I had already declared over you what you were going to be. You took some wrong turns. Amen. You went to the left when I told you to go to the right. You stayed in when I told you to get out. Hallelujah. You was down, but I lifted you up. Hey, glory to God. I had mercy on you. Yes, I did. I'm the one that grant mercy. I'm the one that grant favor. God gave Joseph favor with the Pharaoh. Amen. But he had to go through something. He was in prison, they say, about 2 years. Glory to God. But guess what? God allowed Pharaoh to dream a dream. And nobody could interpret the dream but who? The one that God had assigned. The one that God had assigned to the dream. He assigned Joseph to that dream. Hallelujah. And guess what? The magicians, the astrologers, none of them could interpret the dream. Because guess what? God had already made preparation for Joseph to rise up and be the governor over Egypt. God had already declared that about his life. He declared it and decreed it, and it came to pass. Hallelujah. So
hallelujah.
Take this day, Dr. Martin Luther King National Holiday. Remember this day. A promise is a promise. This is 2019, people. I remember when I was out there in the world, Prince was singing about, he had a song called 1999. He said, party like it's 1999. How many of you know the day that was 20 years ago? We didn't think we'd see the 2000s. We didn't think we would walk into a millennium. Hallelujah. But here we are. It's 2019. Here we are. And God still has a calling on our life. Don't think because you're up in age, you can't do the will of God. Don't think because you're too young to do the will of God. He said, I call the young because they're strong. And I call the guess what? Because they know something. God has given them some wisdom. God has given them some knowledge. Amen. So I'm going to get on off this line. I have poured out to you everything that the Lord had given me. Hallelujah. And if you tune in tomorrow, somebody will be on this line to pour out some new oil. This was oil. This was oil. This was oil. I didn't know how to do it. But God will show you how to do things. God knows everyone that's on this line. He knows those that's going to go back into the archive and listen to this message. Some people told me they was going to be on the line. I'm not discouraged. I'm not discouraged. You know why? God told me to relaunch. He didn't tell Sister Ruby to relaunch. He didn't tell Sister Dawn to relaunch. He didn't tell the other call on the line to relaunch. He said, Adrian, relaunch Blog Talk Radio. And this is nobody on here but me and the Lord. That's two or three. Because if God is a majority, he don't even really need you. He's a majority by himself. And I thank him, hallelujah. I praise him, amen, because he said every knee is going to bow and every tongue going to confess. Give me Jesus. You know, folks, I listen to people with all these new revelations and, they black Israelites and they this and they that. Well, y'all go on and study and y'all go on with what y'all going with. But guess what? I'm going to go with what works for me. And you know what's been working for me? 30-some odd years? Uh-huh. In 1984, God gave me an opportunity with my two small children to land, and it was like a land of milk and honey to me when I got to California, because guess what? God opened up some new doors for me, so that was my Canaan. Ha! Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God did it. Amen. So guess what? I'm going to stick with Jesus. Hallelujah. He's been working for me all my life. Amen. And I know when I call on Jesus, hallelujah, things going to happen. Things have to change. Something has to move. Glory to God. So give me Jesus. He's enough for me. Hallelujah. And they got all, there's so many names for God. There's so many names for Jesus. But guess what? The only one I know is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Amen. And that's who I'm going to put my trust and my confidence in. Hallelujah. Because I know the God of the universe, he'll never fail when you call on that name. Hallelujah. He said after me, he said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. So if God, hallelujah, proclaim that about Jesus. Amen. And he told us, hallelujah, call on him. Oh, glory to God. So go ahead. I'm going to leave all of that other stuff alone, baby. Give me Jesus. I'm comforted. Hallelujah. He's brought me from a mighty long way. And I pray today, amen, and those of you that's on the line, those of you that need healing, those of you that need restoration, those of you that need salvation, those of you that need deliverance, those of you that need redemption, hallelujah, Jesus is here. All he wants you to do is reach out and touch him. Reach out and touch him. Amen. Call upon him. Amen. Get a personal relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah. It's good to be submissive. Amen. Because the Bible tells us to submit ourselves to those that have the rule over you. Hallelujah. But if you don't get a relationship with God, I don't care who you submit to, it ain't going to work. You got to know Jesus for yourself. You got to know what he has called you to do. Glory to God, and concentrate, people of God, on what God has given you to do. He said, I gave gift unto men. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some teachers. Hallelujah. For what? For the perfecting of the body. So there's a fivefold ministry, and they're there for a purpose. They're there for a purpose, but you better establish a relationship with God for yourself. Hear me today, for a promise is a promise. I'm done. Glory to God. I thank God for Sister Ruby today. Glory to God. I thank God for my sister Dawn. Amen. I'm going to go to another call. I don't know who it is. Area code 775. The last call is the number 04. God bless you, caller.
This is Pastor Bernard. My name is Leslie Priest, and I enjoyed this word today. And I really need to hear it so that I can know that every promise that was spoken over my life, no matter what it looks like, it will come to pass. So I'm very encouraged from this word, and I thank you for relaunching Blog Talk.
Oh, hallelujah. This is Leslie. Amen. She's just like a daughter to me, Minister Leslie Priest. This is Pastor Beatrice. Daughter, amen, only daughter, hallelujah, and we thank God for her. She helped me on this radio blog and helped co-host with me for a season or two, and we just thank God for her. Leslie, I just was reflecting on what God has done through this ministry. I remember as I opened up her line, Lord just brought back to me how when I relocated back to New Orleans, and I had a vision. And I still have that vision. I ain't too old, and I ain't. I thank God that I'm healthy, still healthy. And God had given me this vision, this crusade, citywide crusade. And I said, I had a vision to just go into these different venues. Amen, and help some of the smaller churches. You know, these mega churches don't need no help. God bless them when they got people, they got funds, they got finances, they got everything that they need to do the work of the kingdom. But some of the smaller churches, they didn't have those resources. And that's what God had put in my spirit. And so I fleeced God, Leslie. I fleeced the Lord because I never wanted to go back to New Orleans. Not to live, but the Lord told me to go back. And I said, Lord, if it's you, then I want this first citywide crusade to be in New Orleans. And do you know God brought that thing to pass? And I remember Minister Leslie, Pastor Beatrice, Mike didn't make it down for that, but he made it down for my installation. They all came now, Minister Aaron Singleton, Dr. Winston Singleton. They all were there, Pastor Miracle. They all came for that citywide crusade. And I said, Lord, now, how you going to work this thing out? And I remember as I went to meet Pastor R.C. Blake, the Lord, I began to share a little bit of the vision with Pastor Blake, and I needed a venue to host this event. And the Lord allowed Bishop Blakes to open up one of their churches to me, and we had that citywide crusade, and it was a blessing. It was a blessing. So I'll never forget Pastor Beatrice. I'll never forget Minister Leslie. I'll never forget those that have come on this line. Amen. And I had a person. God allowed me to have personal relationships. They just weren't listeners and callers that, you know, you never got a chance to meet. These people, these are precious people. God placed them in my life, amen, to be a blessing to this ministry and a blessing to my family and I, and I'll never forget them. So thank you, Leslie. We want to continue to pray for you and your husband and your children and pray that right where you are that God will continue to bless you, that God would allow you to get back on the evangelistic field, amen, and do the work that he has called you to do. She's a psalmist, amen. She's a prolific teacher, amen, and God is just going to do some wonderful things for her. And the promises that God has made to your mom, I decree and declare that today. The promises God made to your mother, they will be manifested in the earth in this life. Amen. And we are praying for Pastor Beatrice to be right on back on the line. Amen. We're praying for God to resurrect some things. We're praying for deliverance for her. We're praying for healing in every area of our life in the mighty name of Jesus, because everything God has declared and decreed for Pastor Beatrice and for her daughter and for her grandchildren, amen, they're going to come to pass, because guess what? A promise is a promise, and God will not renege on his promises. Everything that he promised you, hallelujah, is going to come to pass. It's coming to pass. Amen. Talking about a fireball. Her mother is a fire. On fire for Christ. On fire for the Lord. Amen. And God, hallelujah, we're serving the enemy. Notice today, amen, that you won't have neither one of these children. You won't have her seed. Glory to God. You won't have a daughter. Amen. She will be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, and everything that God has promise, it will come to pass. I bind the work of the enemy right now. And Lord, I'm asking you to dispatch your angels right now. Dispatch your angels. Hallelujah. On behalf of your servants, on behalf of your handmaid, God. You know where she's at. You know where she's at right now. right now, God. Hallelujah. I'm asking you, Lord God, to don't let her rest. Hallelujah. Till she surrender. And let not stop at all. Hallelujah. God ain't calling us to surrender some, but he wants us to surrender all. Amen. God, continue to protect Leslie. Continue, God, to comfort our heart, God. Remember our husband that goes and works daily to be a provider for our children and for his family, God. Continue to open up doors for our God. Make provision for our God like never before, God. And don't let her worry about her mother, God. Let her not fret, because she's in your hands, God. Hallelujah. Everything. I hear the Lord saying right now, everything. Everything he declared. Hallelujah. Calling that he had on Pastor Martin's wife. It's still relevant today. Hallelujah. Still, hallelujah, is influencing people for the life that she lived, for the people that she served. God said he'll never forget our labor of love. God haven't forgot. He remembers when others forget. But God don't ever forget. He has an impeccable record. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about it crashing on you. Glory to God. I thank God. I thank him. Hallelujah. For Pastor Beatrice. Hallelujah. I thank him for Minister Leslie Priest. I thank him. Hallelujah. For Mr. Priest. I thank him for our children, each and every one of them. I thank you even for our grandchild, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep on calling on him. Keep on trusting him. Hallelujah. He haven't forsaken you. Hallelujah. He said when your mother and your father forsake you, God said, I'll pick you up. He got you in the palm of his hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's going to bless you. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Expect your mother to walk through that door any day. Hey, you know, almost shy. Expect her to walk through that door any day now. Hallelujah. Any day now. Expect that. Expect it. If you don't expect it, it won't happen. Hallelujah. Any day we expect. Hallelujah. It can happen. Glory to God. Expect it. Hallelujah. Don't care what it looks like. Don't care what it seems like. Don't care what the game says or saying and the naysayers are saying. They're not God. Yeah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
So we bless you today, Leslie. We bless
you. Thank you.
Stay faithful. Continue to take care of those babies. Decree and declare over those babies every day. Decree and declare what God has already said about your children. Each and every one of them is going to rise up and call you blessed. Hallelujah. Continue to train them up in the way that they should go. Glory to God. And God is not a man that he would lie. Bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Hallelujah. I'm going to my sister, Dawn. You know, Moshiach. God bless you, Dawn. Thank you for tuning in today. If you have any words, anything you'd like to say, you're welcome to do so at this time. Glory to God. Thank you. If not, God bless you. She may be out in a boat. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to go back, hallelujah, to my co-host. Hallelujah. I always call her my co-host because she's been faithful. Hallelujah. She's been faithful. And she is a woman that anything God give her to do, hallelujah, she's going to do it. She has a spirit of excellence on her life. And that's none other than Sister Ruby Larry. I tell her, hallelujah. I tell her sometimes she's a prophetess, hallelujah. She laughs. She says, oh, no evangelist, hallelujah. But she has prophesied some things in my life, and they have come to pass. Amen. She's been a blessing to this radio broadcast, and she's been a blessing to my family and I. So we just thank God for you, Sister Ruby. I'm going to let her come on and close out with a word of prayer, and without comments she'd like to make, amen, she's welcome to do so. But before that, I just want to encourage you all to tune in tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Amen. And I don't know who's going to be on the line. I'm going to let God do this thing this year. I ain't going to go before myself. I'm going to take it slow and easy this year. Hallelujah. Because I'm still in a stage of I'm resting. Amen. But when God has given you something to do, you can't miss. Amen. There's no weariness. Amen. When God has commanded you to do things, to do thus and thus, you got to do it, people of God. So be encouraged. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Central Time, and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you in tomorrow. So the next voice you're going to hear is Sister Ruby Larry. Sister Ruby, just close the sound, and whatever you like to say to the people of God, go forth in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. This was a rhema word from the Lord. You know, the Lord always gave you a rhema word. And, you know, I'm just so excited what Jesus do for his precious people that he loves so much. He had you to bring the word the first day to relaunch. Isn't that exciting? You had no idea. I guess you were looking and wondering and getting prepared, because you always have been prepared to bring a word if something else don't come go the way that you feel like it'll go. But it's just a blessing that he used you, Pastor, to bring the first word to relaunch this. And Leslie was on. You know, I know Leslie,
yes,
and her mother and all like that.
Yes.
And it's such a blessing that he sent that rhema word from heaven. Hallelujah. And
yes,
I felt it all in my bones. And I mean, all of it, it's just like it never left, you know, even though you've been off the broadcast. It's just like the Lord has still been there waiting on us. Hallelujah. Oh, head on our boss. See, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity.
Wait,
Lord,
no,
Jesus.
No.
Oh, hallelujah. Wait on us to get back. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for your kindness and mercy and grace to us, for your forgiveness. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hey, hallelujah, Lord. We can't do anything without you. Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one that's on this broadcast. That's maybe Facebook or go back, or the ones that wish they could be on here but didn't hear, but they can hear it on the air. Lord, when I look at the book that you started with, New Destiny Ministry, over the years, I looked there and I said, oh, my God, we started with four or five people, and, Lord, it's just as a pastor said, over 7,000 people that you have reached with anointing. I mean, anointing is fall from earth. I haven't felt that anointing in a long time, Pastor. I said, Lord, hey, about see, glory, hallelujah. You sent a rhema word to that family. And we know that it's going to come to pass, because I know when you tell her something that it comes to pass, that she's not a liar. It comes to pass, whatever you put in her spirit, because she tried to serve you and serve your people, Lord. And we thank you for this opportunity. I thank you that you allowed me to get on there. Hey, no, boss. See, I can't.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and praise the
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. Have your way. Have your way with your people,
your
people and the sheep of your pastor. We at the end, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless us, protect us, guide us, and direct us, Lord Jesus. Everything we do. Lord, if we said or done anything, I know if I said or done anything, I repent, because I want to be right in your kingdom and your words, Lord Jesus. I want you to groom me and grow me and take it away from us, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. This has truly been a blessing, and I'm so excited that you used Pastor Adrian Bernard to bring the first word back on this relaunching of New Destiny Ministry. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
With power. Hallelujah.
Oh, God,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo,
Glory.
Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for touching Sister
Thank
Ruby
you,
today,
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let us know you
Thank
never
you,
forgot
Jesus.
The Father God. Oh, no
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We
Thank
pray
you,
for
Jesus.
Sister Dawn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
so faithful.
Lord.
Sister Adrian, all this sister on this line. Hallelujah. Head on almost.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. We're going to close out, Lord Jesus, but we still be in your presence. You ever always omnipresent with us, Lord. And you forgive us, Lord. And we thank you for the forgiveness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to close.
Hallelujah.
Listen, we need a Bible. Singing, what a wonder you are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Ruby. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. And we
God
pray that we'll see
you
all tomorrow.
Come on,
let's
shout. Come on,
let's
shout.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Come on, give
thank
him a shout.
You.
Come on, give him another shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory.
Let's call him Jesus.
Glory.
Come on, wave your hand. We call him Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
What a wonder.
What a wonder you are.
We call him Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
What a wonder.
What a wonder you are.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
What a wonder.
What a wonder.
Hey,
come on, let's call him,
hallelujah.
Thank call him Jesus.
Jesus.
Mm. What a wonder. You know it'll be a wonder, don't you, baby?
Hey,
oh,
yes,
Jesus. What a wonder. We'll call it on your name. Oh, Jesus. to say it for somebody that don't believe it. He's a wonder.
What a wonder you are.
He can do anything but fail. He can do anything
but fail.
That makes him a wonder. Listen, he's a doctor in the sick room. Anybody sick in here right now? Anybody know anybody sick? Lift your hands up.
Oh.
Hey, I said, he's a doctor in the sick room. When I say that this time, go to praising God. Hey, I said, he's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's everything. He's everything. He's everything you need. He's everything you need. He's everything you need. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently and that seek him. So call Jesus. Call Jesus.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. Love you with the love of God.
God bless.
All right, Sister Ruby.